Hello, welcome to Diving Into Writing with me, Lucinda Pebre and Anna Singh. Join us on our writing journey.
Welcome to Diving Into Writing, episode 30. And today we're going to be reviewing a book that might help you with your writing. And we're also going, if we have time, going to talk about what it feels like to be 30 pods in.
Yeah, 30 podcasts in.
30 podcasts.
We call them pods. It's cute. So, rather than just review the book, because it's an author, journal and planner, we thought we'd have a go at actually filling it in. And I'm not sure whether we're doing it from our writing experience or from our podding experience, so it might be a bit of both.
Maybe.
So
the book is by Marielle Smith.
Yeah.
And it's called 52 Weeks of Writing.
Yes, and what you do is you complete each week, and then there's a section for reviewing the previous week's goals, mm-hmm. and seeing whether you achieved them or not, which sounds kind of nice because you're not just looking at them sporadically. So we've done goal setting before, haven't we?
Yeah.
And generally we set those goals and then look at them 4 to 6
sometime
months
later.
yeah, we're not so good at necessarily reviewing them. So maybe we'll do a bit of that as well and actually look at what goals we set, although I have a feeling that we might not have achieved them all. Okay, so straight into the first bit, Marielle talks about why this would be helpful to complete and how she's got here. And then we've got a section on how to work the 52 weeks of writing. There's some motivational quotes throughout the book.
Yes, I really like the quotes.
Yeah, really well chosen. I think that I'd quite like this in a paper copy if I was going to do it.
I thought that too, yeah.
So that you could actually scribble in it.
Yes.
And then you've got it all in one place where you can look back. So the first page is clarity. When you first started writing, why were you called to write? I like that question.
Go on then.
Well, I first started at school. But as an adult, I always knew that I would write. But the reason I started writing was opportunity, I think. And it was just the right time. So I had that space to focus on it. And I read, I won't tell you which book, but I read a really awful book. And I just thought, oh, I can do better than that.
It's an interesting way of coming about it.
I couldn't.
You were more dedicated to the process than I was, because I wrote one poem when I was 8 that was published in the school magazine, and then there was a very long gap. And maybe it was because I liked dancing, so I was, you know, studying ballet at the time. So there was this long gap, and then I started again. But really, I started again doing writing for work, for my work, which by then was training. And so writing just for pleasure is quite recent, really, for me. And it was just for pleasure.
So every poem you have written and been published, is that right?
Yes, I remember you saying that, but
yes,
small number. But yes, I have had another thing published since then. And I like writing poems, as I've mentioned before. But anyway, let's get on. So what's the next question?
When you first started writing, how did it make you feel?
Good.
Yeah.
I've just read about a dancer who is a very young ballet dancer at age 11, just done really well. And she said the dancing makes her feel free and empowered. And I think you could say the same about writing. I would say the same. If it's in a good moment of flow.
Yeah. As an adult, when I started writing, I just wrote a 70-page novel with no structure, and it really has got very little structure. But I really enjoyed it. It was just kind of an outpouring of what was in my head without... I wasn't really too worried. I never intended to show it anyone, so, and no one has ever seen it. So I didn't have so much the inner editor. I didn't have to overcome that. I was just writing for pleasure.
So we both started from the pleasure principle.
Do you still feel like that when you write? If not, what has changed?
See, that's a good question, isn't it? Yeah. So what would your answer be to that?
I still feel like that when I write, most of the time. Oh, maybe that's wrong. Some of the time I still feel like that. But there are more pressures now. But I have more skills now. So I am I'm less naive, and I know how to structure a novel, and I'm quite confident in my writing in that sense. I'm also very conscious that whatever I write, so my first drafts are really awful, and that's okay. So I don't struggle with a first draft.
So you still enjoy it, even though you know it's not going to be the final product.
Yeah.
So mine's a bit different because I so dislike typing.
Oh yeah.
When I started writing, I was just writing in a notebook, usually sitting up in bed first thing, because I find there's a sort of natural rhythm to wanting to write then. Whereas when I set myself a task, which I've been trying to do, of writing directly onto laptop, part of it's a chore for me because I'm just not good at typing. So one of my thoughts in the next few weeks, or perhaps because of this we're doing, would be to go back to my old way of doing it and just face that I'm going to have to pay someone at the end to type it up.
It's quite interesting because Natalie Goldberg always wrote by hand.
Yeah.
And she said that if she bought a computer, bearing in mind we're going back sometime, that would cost more than 5 years of writing, having it typed up. So it didn't make economic sense.
It might be better for me to write by hand but reasonably neatly so someone else can copy it.
Yeah, type it up. What are your current struggles and roadblocks when it comes to writing?
Well, I've just really answered that, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yes, my current
yours
one.
Is quite a practical one.
Yeah, what are your current roadblocks?
Just literally having time to do it. So I'm not bad at time management. I do try to make the most of it. But my problems usually stem from my day job creeping into my personal life, and it has done that this week. So I think that's the main problem. I'm not sure that there is an answer,
and we can review that because I know there will be a review section, won't there? So later on.
For each struggle and roadblock, can you determine which are internal or external?
Mine's kind of a mixture.
Mine is as well. The external is the physically having time, and the internal is sometimes I sit down to write and I find myself doing everything but, because it feels too hard. And I'm all right once I get into it, but it's that initial resistance that I know I kind of need to push through. But sometimes when you're tired, your mind just wants to go to what's easier.
Yeah.
So whether that's reading the news or, you know, reading a book, fiction or non-fiction book. So I usually set myself like a... So I'll make a cup of tea and I'll say, when you've drank this cup of tea, you've got to do your writing. Until then, you can mess about.
Yeah.
So that's what I usually do.
Sounds like a good way. Next one.
For each struggle and roadblock, what do you think you need to overcome it?
Well, since you did the last question, I'll try and do that one. I know that I need to overcome the feeling of I don't like this. I should stop resisting it. Either stop doing it at all or stop resisting it and just get on with it.
I think everyone has that struggle though. You know, that resistance. I think from what I can tell, everyone, even if some people overcome it, I think everyone has to overcome that at some stage. So I don't think this not doing it is the answer. I think it's definitely the overcoming resistance.
Typing with using my timer. And maybe I could allow myself to do some writing straight on the page too. We'll see. Come back to that, shall we, when we review, because we'll be a bit long on here otherwise.
Or maybe you should just write, as in, and not worry about the typing.
Yes.
Okay, so goals. Where do you want to be 10 years from now? How are you going to celebrate?
You want to start?
Oh, crikey. 10 years from now, that feels a long time.
We did the 5 years, didn't we, once? 5-year goal planning.
Yeah, I can't remember where I was at the end of that. Was I independent, rich and...
No, you were, but you were writing professionally.
Yeah.
In the sense of it was your main source of income.
Yeah, I would like that. I'd like the freedom to do that. Plus, I like my day job and I'd like to dip my toe into that more than letting it take over my life. So, yeah, that'd be great. And I'd celebrate with... I was going to say a big party, but I wouldn't really. I'd celebrate with a nice meal. Probably with you.
I could do nice meal. That's good. We can both celebrate with each other and in whoever's success we're celebrating. Yeah, good.
Okay. What about in 5 years?
Does it say that?
Yeah. 10 years and then 5 years.
Well, it's under 5 years.
It's breaking it down to, from 10 years to... Which is a good idea to start off with the longer term.
Yeah. I think in 5 years I really would want to have finished a novel.
Yeah.
Just completely finished. Anna, not just
I think
half finished.
In 5 years you definitely need to be. What about, what are you going to put for the 3-year mark or the 2 years?
I didn't know. I've forgotten there was a 2 and a 3 year. Well, you know, 2 years. The thing is, getting published is such an unknown, isn't it? My first idea is that I would want to finish just for my own sake. I don't like things sort of floating about half finished. But I've got to be realistic. I'm in quite a heavy duty phase of my life with various things going on. So maybe 2 years is good to just finish to my satisfaction. Perhaps 3, I would have sent it out to a few places and you never know what might happen then. So I would say I could tighten this up probably when I've done my whole work with this book, but for the moment, let's just say that in 2 years it'd be good to have finished it. That is approximately 80,000 words I'm aiming at. So that I'd be specific, because I know that goal setting, you're supposed to say a time and also quite a specific goal.
Yeah. So and how are you going to celebrate? Shall we go out to... How about we go out to increasingly expensive restaurants?
Up to 10 years.
We'll plan which ones to go to in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years and 10 years.
McDonald's. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we could come up with something better than McDonald's.
Where are we at now? I won't be going to McDonald's. I never. It's something I never do.
No, I don't ever. I don't either. Okay. In 52 weeks, how are you going to celebrate? Oh, in 52 weeks, where are you going to be at and how are you going to celebrate?
You start.
Oh, okay. So in 52 weeks, how many books am I going to have?
Yeah, I know. How many?
Oh.
Well, you'll definitely have three out, won't you?
Yeah, there's going to be three out till the end of March, there'll be three out. I think we break it down, though, into... So in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months and 52 weeks. So by the end of March, there'll be three.
I think for me, 52 weeks would have to be first draft finished.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to need to write these down.
Yeah.
Well, I do like the idea of going out for a meal, but because we kind of do the chocolate thing anyway.
Yeah, chocolate's not the same as a meal, though, is it?
No, that's what I mean.
Mm.
So if
but
you,
we're quite good at celebrating in our own small way.
Yes.
As it is.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
In 6 months, well, at least a fourth book out. And in 9 months, a fifth. And in 52 weeks, a sixth. Yeah.
Sixth.
Six books.
I'm going to write that down for you.
You're going to hold me to that, aren't you?
6 months, six books.
Yeah, I think if we're going to celebrate in 3 months, maybe it ought to be fish and chips.
Aren't we having it before that? All that time? All right.
It's Christmas, don't forget.
All the more reason why to have it.
Okay.
What else have we got on here? Because soon we better just have a quick review of the podcast and tie up.
So what are your goals for the upcoming week? Surviving it.
Apart from just survival. And going and various fixtures that I've got already. But from the point of view of the writing goal, I think it would have to be the kind of space clearing and getting my desk. It's got a toppling pile of Christmas-related things on it at the moment.
Okay.
And part of that would be creating a nice, orderly space and serenity feel.
I'm in an editing phase at the moment, and it's going to take me longer than a week to finish it. Say half this edit halfway through in a week, which might even that might be a bit ambitious.
I just better write it down because
I've got a first draft, but it's quite a rough first draft, so it does need quite a bit of work.
To say editing finished for a week?
No.
How would I say it?
I'll have finished half the novel in a week. And that's just the next stage of editing. It's not the full edit. So at the moment, the way that I'm doing it is going through and making sure that it's got all the right bits in and that its structure is correct. So it's not like the fine-tuning sentences or anything. Have another look. Are you sure this is realistic? If not, what would be more realistic? Yeah, that might not be realistic to achieve that in the next week. But I'm quite happy to aim for it.
I think mine is realistic because it's fairly modest after all.
Yeah.
That's because I know I'm going to have a lot to do in the meantime. So...
Are we at the end of our respect?
Well, what can you do this week to make sure you achieve your goals?
In my case, just create half an hour, probably it would be, at the beginning of each day to make sure even if I've made a bit more mess again,
yeah,
that I've got rid of it again. So it's always nice and clear.
So you're anticipating yourself making a mess?
No, I've got to be... We're being realistic here, aren't we? Mm. There's presents to wrap, places to go. And as long as I bring it back to a nice orderly space, I'll be happy.
Yeah, okay. I think for me, it's about maybe doing it first thing when I get up. But I have so many things I want to do first thing. I like to go for a run, do a bit of yoga. Yeah. But
yeah,
probably the only way I'm going to get this done is to concentrate on the writing.
You might have to do yoga in the evening and occasionally run even in the evening.
Yeah, and running's not good for me in an evening because I don't sleep if I'm running in the evening. No.
Okay, no running for a week.
I haven't done any.
Well, that's an easy
decision. I have done yoga then. Anyway, what smaller pieces can you break your goals up into? Once you're sure, can't you break it down anymore? Add the sub-goals to the calendar on the next page.
Hmm.
I think what I could do once we've finished with the podcast is to look at where I'll have spaces.
Yeah.
So not just in the morning, to look at what time I can block out specifically for writing.
Yes, and I think the thing is, we've indicated to people who are listening what these headings are, and we can go on talking about it and writing it up in our own books and that sort of thing, can't we?
Mm. It's got kind of a morning, afternoon and night.
Yeah,
so
I looked at that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether that's almost, for me, this week, a bit...
Yes, yes.
Given what kind of week I've got. But some weeks I would be very happy. Yeah, it might work with you.
Yeah, because I can look at maybe doing which days I want to do a run and which days... Yeah.
Put in actual plan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I do like this.
Overall, I think we're going to enjoy this experiment. So just to finish off, because I think we're quite over time today. I know we haven't got an absolutely strict thing about time, but I wanted to just say that we are on our 30th. It's our 30th pod. And a quick thing of what you think you've learned from doing our podcasts.
Well, I haven't gone back to listen to the first one, but I think that just talking to people, or knowing that people are out there when I'm talking, I've got more confident with that. I've learnt the technical know-how to put the podcast together, and I've got a system for getting it out and making sure that the website's up to date and newsletters go out if anyone wants to sign up to our newsletter.
Actually doing newsletters as well, because you weren't as confident about doing newsletters as you are now.
No, although I still think I need to do more work on my Lucinda's newsletters, as opposed to the podcast. The podcast is easy, you see, because you've got a subject matter. I'm just writing about that.
I've written a question down as a follow-up question, themes we want to revisit. And so we could revisit authors' newsletters, couldn't we?
Yes. I need to write one.
I think we've got time now to talk about new plans for the podcast, but we can talk about that next time.
Yeah.
And maybe review our personal goals next time. Yeah, well, thank you for listening, everybody.
Bye for now. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at divingintowriting.com. We'd love to hear from you, and if you'd like to leave us a review, we'd be ever so grateful.
Bye for now.